Hachette Audio presents Blood Grove, written by Walter Mosley, read by Michael Boatman. Chapter 1, Monday, July 7th, 1969. I looked down from the third floor office window onto the hastily built greenhouse in our back fence neighbor's yard. The hothouse frame was constructed from pine 4x4s. This structure was tightly wrapped in semi-opaque plastic sheeting that fluttered only slightly in the morning breeze. The structure reminded me of an army barracks at maybe one-third size. Standing around 6.5 feet high and wide, it was 4 times that in length, with a partially flattened triangular roof. These current neighbors, 7 long-haired hippies, had moved in 5 months before. They built the nursery and wired it for perpetual electric light on the first day. Nearly every daylight hour since then, they went back and forth armed with bags of soil, watering cans, clay pots, insecticide brews, and various pruning devices. At night, they sometimes had parties. These festivities often spilled out onto the front porch and lawn, but never the backyard. The hothouse was off limits to anyone except the 7. They were an interesting-looking crew, 3 young women and 4 men, all somewhere in their 20s.